The Weekly Connect. The Weekly Connect. On RNIB Connect Radio.
I can't say it enough. It is our connections that make us stronger, better, more able to achieve as well. Let's meet one of our RNIB community connectors. Padma Cherian is here. Hi, Padma.
Thank you.
So you're doing some amazing work, from what I hear, in Milton Keynes as a...
I'm enjoying myself.
Yeah. Well, good, good. You're a community connector.
Yes.
Can I first of all ask what that is to you? What does that mean to you to be a connector?
Basically, I'm a campaigner, you see. I've been a campaigner since 2009 for RNIB. And I found networking is a lifeblood for a campaigner. More people I know, more support I get for the campaigns I run. Mm. And I found, you see, RNIB have such wonderful services. And I found it quite frustrating. People don't know about them. Pushing the campaigns and the fundraising and publicizing RNIB services, it is all in one activity, if you like.
Mm. And you've had, I mean, you're doing this in Milton Keynes. That's,
yes.
You're based there, that's where you live.
Yeah.
How's it going there and what are you doing? What have you managed to do so far?
I lost my sight about 20 years ago, and that's when I first realized transport is so difficult. So I started campaigning for talking buses, and long before guide dogs took up the campaign. And we got audio and audio-visual announcement in our local buses now. And as an RNIB campaigner, I pushed the national campaigns RNIB have, but I locally need to find out what are the challenges for local visually impaired people. So we set up about in October 2014, we set up a local group here, publicizing RNIB activities, and pushing our national campaigns, pushing our local campaigns, and fundraising all in one group.
And what are those challenges that you're hearing from people in Milton Keynes? You mentioned transport, for example, but you seem to have managed to resolve that, which is fantastic. What other issues are there that affect people in Milton Keynes who are blind or partially sighted?
See, locally, we have our main hospital here. Right in front of the hospital, there was no pedestrian crossing, and it was a busy road, ambulance and shooting past and all that, and we didn't have a pedestrian crossing there. I mean, it, for an outsider, probably it is a minor campaign, but it was very important for local people.
Mm-hmm. And that's the key thing, isn't it, for RNIB Connect and what it's doing. It's really highlighting these local things that are going on, because actually these are the things that matter to people, real people.
Local, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned all the work that RNIB does, but I guess it's also important to look at other societies, because often local societies exist. They do a lot of great work on the ground locally with people. Do you find that in Milton Keynes as well?
I find that is the best part of being a community connector. I do believe that RNIB can't do everything. If we need to reach more and more blind and partially sighted people, we need to join hands with local societies, not just our local blind association, but other charities also. For example, some of our blind and partially sighted people wanted a singing group. We don't have enough numbers to start on our own. So what I did was I inquired with a local Parkinson's group. They had a singing group, but they didn't have enough members. So I thought if we could join with them, it helped both the groups.
It's a wonderful thing you're doing, Padma, and you know, I'm so glad that you're doing this, because you know it's so important. And what's more important to tell in this story is
starting a yoga class for the blind.
Are you doing that as well?
Do you ever get a chance? February.
Do you ever get a chance to settle down and relax yourself?
I really enjoy it, you know, and people enjoy it. I have been running a walking group for the last 18 years. I just handed over the charge, but a walking group has really taken up.
Well, it's great to hear, and, you know, we wish you all the best with everything you're doing in Milton Keynes, and we'll look forward to hearing more from you soon, Padma Cherian. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll meet more of our connectors over the weeks ahead as we meet the connectors. And it'll be great to hear those stories from the local communities that they're supporting.
The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.